I'm curious what this lady's quality of life is like now. She's been treated now for a few years. How does she spend her time?
She travels, she and her husband. They tend to do a lot of things that they, I guess the most important part is it really didn't miss a beat in terms of what they were doing. And so they didn't really have to change their lifestyle any. Probably the biggest part is she comes in to see us on a monthly basis, so makes that travel into Richmond. But that's really about the only significant problem.
Do you think you can tell after you've met a patient for the first time sort of how they're going to cope with the disease? What are some of the things that you look for as clues?
Yeah, I wish I had a magic crystal ball there to look at those things. I think patients who come in with family support obviously tend to do better from that standpoint. There are obviously patients with poor financial means and some other comorbidities that we worry about the most. And again, with those patients, probably find the right doses of the medications that'll help out. And some patients, and I'll just say that some patients come in not doing so well, and it's due to their disease. But once we get the disease under control, they're very different people than when they presented. And so sometimes it's a challenge looking at the person right up front and guessing how they're going to be in 6 months.
This concludes the CD of multiple myeloma. For a discussion of lymphoma, please turn to the other CD. Special thanks to our faculty, and thank you for listening. This is Dr. Neil Love for Oncology Nursing Update, Lymphoma Multiple Myeloma Edition.